Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. Every January, for over a decade now, we've turned to Elder Pat Bumgardner of the Metropolitan Community Church for an update on the broad swath of initiatives worldwide the Global Justice Institute she leads continues to pursue. And while we're not able to do so in person this year, I am very pleased to welcome her back to the show once again. Pat, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us on State of Belief Radio once again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
When we spoke last January, the pandemic had already taken a huge toll of your city and your congregation. How have the communities that you serve adapted to all of this?
Well, I would start off by saying it's been a rough year. And I think that in many ways, this past year was rougher than the first year, in the sense that not only did we see more variants and all that kind of stuff in terms of the disease, but I think, you know, the phraseology is giving fatigue, but people, you know, in the first year really rallied and we were able to really keep up with things. In the second year, I think people just, you know, they'd had enough and they were trying to keep their own heads above water. So it's been a very challenging year for us. Financially, both in the church and in the work of global justice. But we have managed to continue to stay in contact with everyone virtually and to keep our projects going and in some cases to expand. So, you know, we're hanging on.
When it comes to services for the most vulnerable New Yorkers, what has MCC been able to do and who have you been partnering with?
Well, in terms of our food programs here and our shelter program, we've been able to keep those things alive through the pandemic. And even when the church was meeting virtually, we kept the shelter open and the food programs open. We've actually quadrupled the amount of food we, the amount of people we're servicing through the food ministries, just simply because the need is so great. But again, it's a real challenge keeping up with that funding-wise. Our shelter for homeless queer youth has remained consistent, and so we had to decide. It was kind of a heart-wrenching decision, but we had to decide to keep the kids we have there as safe as possible. So the only young people entering that shelter are tested because we just can't. It's a, you know, it's a congregant living space. It's not like individual rooms or anything like that. So, but it's open and the kids have been consistent. And I have to say, I want to give a shout out to the young people staying there because they really stepped forward during the pandemic and helped us in the food service end of things. And I don't know that we could have upped our amount as high as we did without their help. So I'm grateful to them.
So are there lessons that you could say have been learned in terms of how fragile support systems become in the face of this kind of challenge?
Yes, I think there are. One of the things we're going to engage shortly at MCC New York is a strategic growth initiative. And in preparing for that, I came across some interesting things. And one of the most interesting things is that the only church in America that's really actually growing is the Mormon church. And it seems to be because they've really mastered online groups, and not just people showing up now and then for an online group, but people really like committing to the online group that they're assigned or into. So I think that we're struggling with that and, and what that might mean for us. I think COVID and the pandemic has really changed the way people view going to church.
That's right.
And I had somebody say to me, for example, I like being able to go whenever I want to go, you know, because it's taped, it's there, and they can find it. And I like not having to get dressed in the morning and not having to get on the train, you know, and all these things. I think the problem, like, you know, I'm happy for them that they have a way to go to church and worship that's good for them. The problem is communicating the need for the same level of commitment that people who show up are more likely to demonstrate. Mm-hmm. And so our offerings in 2021 have suffered tremendously. And we're working on that. I don't say we have any great answers right now, but it's a big challenge.
Well, let me tell you, I can be assuring you that you're not by yourself there, because I have heard exactly the same words that you have just said. And I know this, and this I want to go to the next thing with, but I know you as a pastor. You have a pastor's heart, and you have a pastor in what you're doing. What has been your message as a pastor? What do you say we are called to do as people of faith when dealing with a pandemic and the toxic way so many Americans, including Christians, have let it divide us?
Well, I say the same thing I said years ago about AIDS or any time we're in this kind of global crisis. It's our responsibility as people of faith to take care of each other. That's, you know, that's primarily what the gospel is about. When you read Matthew 25, it doesn't ask any questions about who you slept with or in what position. It asks questions about who you cared for and who you visited and who you fed and who you housed and clothed. And so I think with the pandemic, our biggest challenge is to do the kinds of things that not only care for people in need, but that protect them. And we happen to live in a country that has, you know, tremendous access in terms of healthcare, even with all the challenges we face, tremendous access. It's our responsibility to get vaccinated, to get boosted, and to protect each other in that way. We have stored in this country 4 times the amount of vaccine it would take to fully vaccinate every individual in this country. We our secondary response, or our corollary response, is to see that those vaccines are shared globally in a way that protect our brothers and sisters around the world. So I think, you know, it's basically that kindergarten lesson, share what you have, you know?
Yeah. We need to take one last break, and then the global picture with Elder Pat Bumgardner of the Metropolitan Community Church. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, brought to you by Interfaith Alliance. I'm Welton Gaddy.